Genesis 41, and we're going to pick up right where we left off last Wednesday evening, the 41st chapter in the book of Genesis, the book of the beginnings, and we'll pick up in verse number 25. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, "The dream of Pharaoh is one. God had showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kine are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. The seven thin and ill-favored kine that came up after them are 7 years. And the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass." Let the church say amen. Our Father, we pray you add thy blessing to the reading of your word. As your vessel, would you cleanse me of sin, empty me of self, and fill me with your spirit. Help me to be a blessing. Help us to be not just hearers of the word, but heeders of the word. Use it to make a difference in our lives right where we are. And we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's say it together. And the Lord was with Joseph. One more time. And the Lord was with Joseph. Home with his parents, the Lord was with him. When his brothers threw him in a pit, the Lord was with him. When he ended up at Potiphar's, the Lord was with him. When he was falsely accused and thrown into prison, the Lord was with him. When he interpreted two dreams in prison, and the one who got his job back should have remembered him and forgot him while he was in prison, and he was still in prison, the Lord was with him. And now he's in the palace, and guess what? The Lord is still with him. Character is consistent. It will follow you in any climate and any circumstance and any crisis. Character will prevail. Eventually, the butler remembered Joseph. Pharaoh had a dream, and none of Pharaoh's magicians could interpret it. And all of a sudden, the light bulb came on, and the butler goes, "Ah, I remember when I was in prison. You put me there along with the chief of the baker. We were both there. And this man, we remember this guy. We remember there was something different about him." Let me tell you something. You can have money. You can have fame. You can have fortune. You can have popularity. You can have nice things. You will blend in. There are plenty of other people that have those things in the world. But when you live for God and God's on you, people will remember you. You will stand out. And so, once that butler speaks up about Joseph, Pharaoh sends for him, brings him out of prison into the palace. And that is where we picked up last week with his respectful composure. He cleaned himself up, cleaned his appearance, changed his attire, corrected his approach. "I'm going to see Pharaoh. I'm going to see royalty, and I'm going to look the part. I'm going to carry myself in a respectful, a respectable way." And we ought to do that when we go meet with God, when we go to church, when we go places. We ought to carry ourselves in a respectful manner. We saw the reputable character of Joseph. We saw that the first statement that Joseph is hearing from Pharaoh is, Pharaoh hears that, tells Joseph, "I've heard about you." He begins to share his burden with Joseph, the dream that he had. He poured his heart out to a perfect stranger. Why? Because of the recommendation of someone else. Your testimony will speak volumes to people. They'll be willing to give you their heart. Why? Because they've seen God on you, or at least they've been told that God is on you. Is your testimony so strong that other people will talk secondhand about you and introduce you to people who will have never met you, but they'll believe the convincing word of the person that's given a good reference on you and accept you and give their burdens to you and trust that you'll give them something from God? Oh, my soul, that was the reputable character of Joseph that convinced the Pharaoh to relay content. And then he goes to share. He shares the dreams with him. tells them exactly what happens. Clear details, the colorful description, the consecutive delivery, the contrasting depiction. But it closes with a complicated dilemma. Verse number 24, there was none that could declare it to me. And I said to you last week, your testimony for God will put you around people that don't know God. And they'll begin to share with you a narrative that will be themed among all those that don't know the Lord and those that aren't living for the Lord. And it's pretty simple. I got a problem and nobody can fix it. I ran into a scenario and nobody can change it. I got a question and nobody can answer. That was Pharaoh's quandary. By the way, it was the same thing that happened with the butler and the baker in prison. Listen, folks all around you are going to have problems and they are not going to be able to get their problems solved. You know God. You know he answers prayer. You know he heals. You know he bears burdens. You know he comes through. They don't. And you're going to get a chance if you'll keep your testimony. If the Lord will stay with you because you allow him to, you will eventually get a chance to help all kinds of people that you never imagined having an audience with simply because you live for God. A man's gift maketh room for him, the Bible says. You live for God. It'll put you in front of people that your brains, your money, your education, your accomplishments, your connections will never get you in front of. Testimony will cause people to want what you have. Today, I want you to listen to, if you would, the next point, which I call the revealed communication. After he tells Joseph about the dream, and really two dreams, if you would, this is what Joseph says to him in verse number 25. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. I call this decisive speech. Let's just narrow this thing down. Look, Pharaoh, you had several details in here. You've had two dreams, but I'm telling you, it's all one picture. Something is coming from God, and it's just one thing. Let's just narrow it down. He spoke with decisive speech. Listen to me. People don't need you to beat all around the bush and start sharing your opinions and start speaking a bunch of gobbledygook. Listen, when people have burdens, you need to speak decisively. You need to get to the point. Don't beat around the bush. Don't mince words. Don't go around and talk around the issue. Deal with the subject. Too many Christian people are spouting off their opinions and sharing things that try to show off and make them look good. Listen, people don't need your opinions. People don't need to be impressed with my personality. They need to hear the truth. The dream is one. Pharaoh, there's a lot going on, but this is one thing that's being said. Not only the decisive speech, but the divine source. Notice what he said. God has showed Pharaoh what he's about to do. I want you to know something, Pharaoh. You had a dream. This is God speaking. This is God speaking. People need to hear from us that God has something to say. They're going through burdens and situations and trials and difficulties. We need to remind them, God's trying to tell you something. God's trying to get a hold of your attention. I believe right now during this pandemic, God is speaking. God is speaking. And it's amazing. We got all these voices that we're tuned into and they're blasting in our ears. Who's tuned into God? Who's on God's frequency? I'll tell you who was. Joseph was. And if the Lord's with you, while people are listening to all these signals come into their ear, you'll be able to hone them in and say, let me tell you something. Get on this frequency. God is trying to tell you what he's trying to do. God is telling you what he's getting ready to do. This is a divine source. And then he begins to give a detailed sequence. You notice, if you would, at verse number 26, the seven good kind. You know, we saw in the dream, you had the fat cows and the lean cows. You had the big ears of corn and the lean ears of corn. Joseph is going to give him a detailed sequence here. He's going to tell him about those good kind. Those seven good kind are 7 years. Seven good ears, 7 years. The dream is one. Okay, both the cows and the corn are representing years. Seven cows, seven corn. They're both representing the same 7 years. Now notice what else we see. Seven thin and ill-favored kind. Seven ill cows. They're lean. Those are 7 years. The seven empty ears of corn that were lean ears of corn, those are 7 years of famine. So here are the details. It's very clear. You're going to have flourishing years and famished years. Seven good years and seven bad years. He just, listen. This was so confusing to Pharaoh, but not to Joseph. God is not the author of confusion. People all around us are confused. They're not confused because God is feeding them hieroglyphics. They're not confused because God is speaking a foreign language. They're confused because they don't know him. God wants to make his will plain. Ephesians chapter 5, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I'm not saying that the Bible is so easy to understand every time you read it, but I'll tell you something. The Holy Spirit wants to make God's word plain and clear. God would never order you to obey something you can't understand. Proverbs chapter 1, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make known my words unto you. Hey, Pharaoh, I won't tell you. God's trying to tell you something. These seven cows, these 7 ears of corn, God is telling you that the fat cows, the large corn, represent 7 flourishing years. The lean cows, the 7 small ears of corn, represent 7 famished years. This is exactly what's going to happen. You're going to experience 7 years where you've got plenty of food, and then you're going to experience 7 years where you got very little food. And remember that the ill cows ate up the fat cows. That's what's going to happen. After you've got these great years of prosperity and the food is flourishing, all of a sudden these 7 years of famine are going to eat up all of those flourishing years, and it's going to seem like those good years never existed. This was what God was trying to tell Egypt. You're going to experience great prosperity with your food and with your crops, but right after that, those 7 years of good prosperity and flourishing, you're going to experience 7 years of famine. Right on the heels of the good are going to come the bad. Those are very detailed sequences that God is giving through Joseph. Look at verse number 28. This is the thing that I've spoken unto you. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. And then look at verse number 32. And for that dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Listen what he's saying. He is giving him definitive statements. There's an emphatic repetition. This was doubled down. You had 2 dreams. God's being very emphatic about this. And then the expressed reasoning. Why did God double down on this dream to you, Pharaoh? Because God wants you to know. Look what he said in verse number 32. It is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Here's what he said. This ain't no joke. This is nothing to play with. This is not a fairy tale. This is not some scripted, fictional movie going off in your head. God sent you a dream. You woke up and had another dream. God sent you a picture. 7 big cows. 7 lean cows. 7 big ears of corn. 7 lean ears of corn. God sent it to you twice. God gave you this imagery because he's saying something to you. And what he said and what he showed you is what he's going to do. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take to get a world awakened to the reality and the seriousness of God. But I tell you what won't cut it. Christian people who have started drinking the Kool-Aid, who have bought into the ideology in the world, and we have allowed what happens among people that don't know God to silence us from speaking up to the timeless truth of the fact of the matter is God has something to say. And not only has he said it, he meant it, and he's getting ready to do it. May God help us. Joseph is looking the most powerful person he knows square in the face. But he's not about to tremble and be intimidated with a powerful man more than he is intimidated by his powerful maker. Let me tell you something. Pharaoh, I respect you. Your royalty cleaned up to get in your presence. I'm not going to come up in here acting a fool like I have no sense telling you off. I respect your position. Let me tell you something. God is speaking. God is speaking. Do you walk enough with God to hear something from him, his word? To read something other people can't understand? To hear something other people can't hear? To get a signal from the Holy Ghost that lives inside of you, who does not live inside of your coworkers or your family members or people that you meet out in the store or people that don't know the Lord, but you're around them. And here they are bearing their heart to us, sharing their burdens with us. The doctor just told me this today. My friend just said this to me today. My family just went through this today. I just got diagnosed with this. I got this letter in the mail. I'm going through this financial struggle. I can't understand what's happened. I went to bed and couldn't understand it. I turned the TV on and someone was preaching. I couldn't figure out what he was saying. I'll tell you what happened, ma'am or sir. God is trying to say something to you. And then be straight up with him. Don't give him your opinion. Give him God's word. Tell him whatever God told you. Straight up, straight down the line. And then make it clear to them. God said it, and he wouldn't let you shake it because he meant what he said and what he said he's going to bring to pass. May we never let the circumstances going on in the world to distract us or deter us from our steadfast assurance to the credibility of God's word. God is not speaking to us audibly like he did back then, but he is not speaking to us indiscreetly. He is speaking to us with clarity and with great certainty. His word is true. And fooey with all these Christians that say they're walking with God who have no definitive stand on his word. The Lord is not with you if you don't stand on his word. And in these last days, may we be Christians who are so sensitive to God that we're hearing from him and then heralding to others exactly what he said. And the Lord was with Joseph, even in the palace. Here's my question to you tonight, wherever you are. Is he with you? Our Father, thank you for your word. Use it to help us, strengthen us, and guide us. God, we need to walk with you every day. Because as Peter said, we need to have an answer for everyone that asketh a reason of the hope that was in us. That's what Pharaoh was saying. I've heard this stuff about you. Where do you get it from? How you pulling off these interpretations? Joseph had a chance to speak truth to someone in power, and he didn't swing and miss. He hit a home run. Help us, God, to hit the ball out the park when it's pitched right in the strike zone. A chance to show people just how good you are. We love you. Help us, particularly in these days. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Let's keep praying for one another. Keep praying for Brother Terry. Got a chance to see him yesterday at the hospital. And he was in good spirits. Got a long road ahead of him, but you keep lifting him up in prayer. A host of our other folks that are battling illness and difficulty, but we're praying for them. Heard from Linda Burnett, who got good results on her tests. We praise the Lord for that. There's a lot that's going on that we lament, but there's a lot that's going on that we celebrate. Let's not push God to the back burner. He's at work and he's blessing. 2020 Vision, say it with me. Christ shall be magnified. One more time. 2020 Vision. Christ shall be magnified. I love you. I'm praying for you. Can't wait to see you on Sunday morning. Have a great rest of the week.